Sebelius knows that Obamacare isn't perfect, but she says it would be working better if Republicans in Congress hadn't been working for the past 7 years to undermine it. She says one of the ways they've done that is by not funding payments designed to help cover the cost of insuring people with pre-existing conditions, people who, before Obamacare, often couldn't get coverage.
Congress actually took that money away. The first year of funding was in the original bill. Congress blocked the additional funding, and that's why a number of the co-ops, which were set up specifically for competition in areas where there was a monopoly market, actually found themselves very quickly insolvent. Blocking the money that they were supposed to get to help balance that risk pool put them out of business.
So what you're really saying is dating back several years, Congress, and now the Trump administration, has been actively involved in attempting to sabotage this law.
Oh, there's no question. Congress consistently undermined, underfunded, voted to repeal this bill, always blocked by the President of the United States until the Trump election. And now they have full control. Ironically, the Republican Congress did not repeal and replace, but the administration, led by Tom Price at HHS, who is a vociferous opponent of the Affordable Care Act, has a lot of tools to really cut off the legs of the law without any action from Congress.
Sebelius says the administration ordering the IRS to stop enforcing the individual mandate, the requirement that everyone buy insurance, is one example. But she says the most immediate threat is President Trump's often repeated intention to stop federal payments to insurers, payments aimed at holding down out-of-pocket costs for low-income consumers who purchase coverage in the Obamacare marketplace. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says cutting off those payments would increase premiums by 20% next year.
The law says insurance companies must offer, based on your income, a premium that has less deductible, less copay, and then they get reimbursed by the federal government. So what the Trump administration has called insurance bailouts for years is really the law. They are making it very unclear whether they will actually enforce the law and pay those subsidies. Last year, insurance companies were repaid to the tune of $7 billion. What a number of the companies have said is, if we don't know if we're going to get paid back, one of two things will happen. We will either drop entirely out of the marketplace because we can't afford to take that kind of hit, or we will raise our premiums substantially to cover that cost that we must by law offer to consumers. Either way, that's a very disastrous thing for health consumers.
Based on what's happening in Congress now that the ACA repeal and replace effort has failed, at least for the time being, do you have some hope that maybe Republicans and Democrats can come together and fix whatever is wrong with the law and stabilize the marketplace?
Well, I'm encouraged that Senator Lamar Alexander and Senator Patty Murray, Republican and Democratic chair and ranking member of a key committee, the Health, Education, and Labor Committee, have said they're going to start to hold hearings. The problem is we're running out of time. Open enrollment for 2018 opens later this fall. I'm worried that the calendar is really an enemy right now.
It would be difficult for them to do anything substantial between now and when open enrollment begins, and that so therefore the picture will remain somewhat uncertain.
Well, they could immediately say we want the law to work the way it is. This is the law. Let's enforce the law.
She says that means requiring the IRS to once again enforce the individual mandate and continuing to subsidize both consumers and insurance companies.